So what's creativity been like for you during this lockdown phase?
I've definitely experienced a lot of writer's block during lockdown. Staying in my room, staying in the house all day, it's really quite sad.
How so?
You don't get to be inspired by anything at all. As a musician, you would just walk out of the house, you'd look at the flowers, you'd look at your environment, you'd go meet friends, you would have different influences in your music. And when you look at a blank wall, you wake up and you have the same routine for like a couple months, your music just kind of becomes really monotone and boring. At least that's what I felt like during the first few months of quarantine.
Mm. I'm thinking of one of your tracks, which you've aptly titled Isolation. That hit a million plays on Spotify recently. So was that all organic growth?
Right. That song was actually a sample from one of my live performance tracks, Nani the Bossa. just a little meme dump of bossa nova music that I like doing. And my friend and I sampled the intro of that track. And then we were like, hey, this sounds really sparse, but also like pretty warm. So let's make it into a lo-fi track. And we did that, and before it sounded pretty good.
It's funny that you mentioned lo-fi, because I think of the popularity of DIY, do-it-yourself type of bedroom music that has been kind of rising, especially since you have digital audio workstations, DAWs, like Logic or Ableton. And I realize many creatives have been revisiting old projects during lockdown. Has that been the case for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a bunch of different tracks that I haven't finished most of the time. I'll get 20% of it done and be like, yeah, that's it for me. I'll try to revisit it in like a couple days and never find the inspiration to finish it. But after coming back to like projects which are maybe a year or two old, I don't know, I find new inspiration in listening to those tracks, listening to what ideas I came up with like one or two years ago, coupled with quarantine, just spending hours on end in the studio, well, the bedroom.
And the bedroom studio.
The bedroom, yeah.
You know, trying new things and just sitting through what I felt like is like a more productive session rather than getting ideas down really, really quickly and then finishing a track.
For sure. I've heard some of the new stuff that you've been working on, and there's a really interesting mix of more Chinese sounding instruments with kind of like Western EDM type of drops. So how did you come to think of like fusing these different elements that you wouldn't necessarily think fit together in like one track?
I would describe myself as a really, really cultural guy. I really like fusing things together. So I used to play classical piano and then I turned into a jazz pianist now. After a while, I started making electronic music and I was like, why can't we combine literally everything together? And so I was listening to a lot of Canto pop, a lot of Chinese pop, a lot of the instruments, it sounded like they would fit really, really well into electronic dance music. And so I gave it a try. And lo and behold, I have an album of like 13 tracks of just fusing that with trap, glitch hop, jazz as well. It's like a bajillion different types of things you can do.
Music that will unite the generations, the boomer and millennial divide, hey?
It really will. It has so many different influences in it.
I love it. From African, Chinese, Japanese, like anything. Anything I come up with and like finding the DAW, I'll just use and try it out, because there's no harm in trying, is it?
Do you reckon genre actually is still an applicable label to music these days?
I think in the pop music industry, it's really clear cut, because they need to know how to market each thing. They need to know like what's going on in each track. But like as more and more musicians come out, distinction between different genres is slowly getting muddled up here and there, because a lot of people like the idea of fusion, right?
Yeah,
like the idea of, say for example, you had hip-hop music and then you had jazz music, and when you put them together you got like jazz, lo-fi, hip-hop and all those genres. That
is 100%, yeah.
People looking for new things all the time, and I don't think categorizing music in like just straight genres is gonna grow music in that way.
For sure. Tell me more about the new stuff that you've got planned for the coming weeks in terms of like releasing stuff.
Yeah, so I've got a new single coming out every Friday until the 4th of December, starting on the 13th, on the 20th, and the 27th. Each of these tracks are fusion tracks with Chinese instruments, classic trap beat, and also really, really hard electronic dance music, but then with a sprinkle of jazz solos inside. And the entire album is, it's called Glitch, and it's dropping on the 4th of December. So I'm really, really hyped for that.
Cool. Stoked to hear about it soon. Thanks for joining us today, man.
Thank you so much.